Today is Zion Nisan. Baruch Hashem. Every day we're working another bracha. Atir Shadayim, Asher Yotza. Now we're up to Elokai Neshama. As we said, we are involved in not just understanding brachas a little bit more, but changing the way we relate to ourselves and relate to our lives and relate to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing so, we are creating tremendous nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu and benefiting ourselves also. This whole tzara that we're going through, the only reason we can understand is for that purpose, to bring us closer to where we should be and the way the world should be. So we spoke yesterday about Asher Yotzar, and now we continue with Elokai Neshama, which in some ways are complementary brachas. Generally, a bracha starts with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which, like we said in the past, is a natural way to start a bracha. Baruch Ata, to relate this issue and everything is emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from His bracha. And one of the exceptions to the rule seems to be Elokai Neshama, which is not starting with the bracha. So the truth is, there are two explanations. One explanation is a bracha of Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Elokai Neshama. We are being moida and recognizing and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that we have a neshama, that doesn't need a bracha in the beginning. Besides this bracha, it's understandable. The whole idea of the bracha is that I say that I recognize I have a neshama. So I recognize that I have a neshama, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another teretz which many of the Achronim bring down, and Lachatchila we try to do in such a fashion, that in the Chanami Asher Yotza is smucha l'chavata. It is connected to the bracha of Asher Yotza. And therefore, when we say the bracha to Hashem, Ken Mechalim Asher Yotza, it's not going only on Asher Yotza, it's also going Elokai Neshama. So the Maisa, it's at Aloha. If a person can, he should first say Asher Yotza and immediately afterwards Elokai Neshama. If he didn't, he could still say Elokai Neshama independently. That's as far as Aloha is concerned. Now, if we think of them, they really are very complementary brachas. Because Asher Yotza is talking about the recognition that a physical body is created and sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yev shel iskayim lefonecho. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over us. We end with, Baruch Ata Hashem Reifei Kol Boso. Umafli la'asois. The amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. One amazing thing is the Reifei Kol Boso itself. Which, like we mentioned, especially now, but always is a time to Mishrazik and Kaponof Asher Yotza, that protects and heals from all kind of refuas, all kind of machlas. The Siach Yitzchak says on Mastli Lasois is that there's certain medicines that we understand, Sopidecha Teva. But there's also Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Mafli Lasis. You can be Merapa above the general Darki HaTeva. He can give us protection above the regular Darki HaTeva, above the natural means. All the more so it's a time for us to Mechavan. Mafli Lasis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, special HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us, above the Teva. We don't have to just limit ourselves to Ishtalis Tivis, the natural Ishtalis. We have to do that also, but the Iker Shtablis is a Shtablis Ruchnis, to recognize we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that protects, that's Merapim, Mafli Lasis, in a way that's Mechusa, not revealed, not understandable even, but it is through the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another parish of Mafli Lasis is the Pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us for the two parts, the Guf and the Nefesh, the Guf and the Neshama, that somehow managed to live together in unison, they're completely different entities. They have no shadows to one another, but that's the way it is. If the guf ceases to exist, then the neshama also cannot be part of us. It goes up. We have that common life together of our guf and neshama, those are two parts of ourselves, and that's why we continue from recognition of the guf to recognition of the neshama. When we start off the bracha of Elokai Neshama, we say, Elokai Hashem, Neshama Shenesata Bi Tahira Hi. These are two very, very beautiful opening words. First of all, we know that all of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be conjugated. Adnus, Tzvokus, Havaya, the only word that can be conjugated is Kel. Kel, you have Kel, you have Elokim, Elokeinu, and Elokai. The reason why it's conjugated is because Elokim represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all the koichos in the world. The energy and the forces that are necessary to sustain us and sustain the world are constantly being set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we continue to exist. In that fashion, there are certain hashpoyas and koichos coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally to the entire world. And then there's Elokeinu. There's a special hashpoyas, koichos, hashgocha, Elokeinu, Akla Yisrael. That's why we say Elokeinu. Yes, in a way, he's our God. We don't own him, Chas v'Shalom. He owns us. But we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different than the rest of the world. But he was saying something even more specific. Elokai, my special keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just because I'm part of the entire Akla Yisrael, but I myself as an individual recognize I have my personal, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically for now, there's a special time for us to be mizbayin and pay attention to this fact. We're not davening in the shuls. Most of us are not davening in any type of minyan. Even the minyan we have are minyan that we're doing b'shas adchak, where Hashem positioned us in a position that we're not all together. I don't feel that natural feeling of just being part of a large group and going along with the group. I'm all by myself. With my family and with my tefillos, I'm all by myself. And there's something special about this. We want to be all together. But now that we're in this situation, Chavis Alvavis always says that a person, wherever situation he is, he has to look, is there something good, there's something special about the second gate. There are hard things about it also that Mispar Hashem should take away. And we want Hashem to take away the situation. But as long as the situation is still here, we have to take advantage of this. And this is something that we have in a way we never had before. I'm not just continuing with the regular course of life. Everything stopped. And now is the time for me to wake up again and reassess. Elokai, I have you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my personal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm your Ben Yochid. It's true, there are many more people out there, but each one of us is a Ben Yochid and could call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God, my God that gives me all the kliyos to live and survive. Shimson Pinkus had a sweet moshel for this. When a person wants, the Yetzirah tells a person, who are you? There's so many Jews out there, so many Jews better than you. There's a marshal, a person walking down the street, and he sees a bunch of kids playing down the block, and a car is going down the block, and suddenly hears the brakes screeching, and a sound of a child was hit, and he is crying. And he's concerned because his son was one of the children playing there, and he starts running there. And as he's running there, somebody asks him, why are you running so fast? And he answers, I'm running so fast because maybe my son, my Yankee, was hit by the car. I'm concerned. So the guy says, why are you so concerned? You have another 9 children. Come around, the person is a fool. Every child is important, no matter how many children a person has. If one child is not well, it takes over the life of the parents. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how many children he has, Kavi Yochel, each one of us is a Ben Yochel, even more so than a regular parent. Because he knows the emes, he knows how special each one of us are. And that's what we say, Lekai. When I'm referring to my neshama, I realize that there's a special kesher between me and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have a neshama. And when I'm saying this, I also think about redefining myself. I'm not just the guf, which is also an amazing thing, because the guf is sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But my real essence is the neshama. The guf is just a levush, just a garment, it's a tools that we have in which we can go through this world, Olam Hazeh, in order to be mekayim the world, because we do live in a physical world, and we have to use our physical body in the proper fashion. Each part of our body can be used in the fashion of Avodas Hashem. But it's all serving the neshama, which is the true essence of Klal Yisrael. And that's what when I get up in the morning, I thank Hashem for my guf, I say, I have a guf that is a meshores, is standing, lamed lefonecha, I'm standing before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Asher Yotze, we don't just say that you keep us going. Yev shal eskayim, lamed lefonecha, because that's what the guf is there for. The guf is to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go through all the physical things in life to do the Ratzon Hashem. But the guiding, koyach of the guf, and the thing the guf is serving, is the neshama, and that's our real essence. And that's what we always have to remind ourselves. Is this something that I'm doing now, matim, fitting for that neshama kedosha, shenofach tobi, Hashem kavayocho, blew from himself into us? It says in the Chazal that somebody blows into something, the breath that goes into it is from himself. There's something kavayocho from HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us. I'm such a lofty being. Is what I'm doing, is what I'm saying, etc. Is that matim to this neshama, tahira, or not? There's another beautiful thing here. It says, "Shenasata bi tahira hi." It doesn't say that the neshama that I have was tahira. I see where Uri Weisblum Shlita points this out. Tahira hi, we're saying that it remains tahira. Sometimes it's a hard to get a person to think, "Oh, I'm doing so many avodas. I'm so far away from my Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I have a neshama, I already tainted it. I was matamit. There's nothing left of it. There's no koyach. And there's no hope for me." That's, whatever level we feel this and we're saying this, these type of thoughts and feelings are the things that stop us from elevating ourselves, being the people we really want to be. The person says, I am made up differently. I have an invincible yetzahara. Invincible yetzahara. And our answer is, when we get up in the morning and we say we have that goof which was made to serve Hashem, the guiding curve behind us is we have an neshama tahir here. It remains perfectly tahir no matter how many avers a Jew does. No matter how far away he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he still has an neshama that remains tahir. You can't change the tahira, the purity of the neshama. Just one, he also has a yetzahara. But when we realize that one second, okay, I have the Yetzer is powerful. The Yetzer may even be guiding me in so many ways that are wrong. But the Yetzer Tov is there in its initial purity. I cannot change that. And all I have to do is start focusing on that and recognize that and feeling that and thinking about that. I have this Neshama Tahira. I have to, and the Chanami, give it what it needs. Nourish it, sustain it. It's like we eat three times a day. The Kuzari says, we daven three times a day. That's the food for the neshama. If a person doesn't eat long enough, he could starve. He doesn't use a limb enough or at all for a period of time. He has to go through physiotherapy, nutrition. Same thing with the neshama. But everything's possible. We could do that physiotherapy, and now's the time that Hashem set up for us. We have more time on our hands to do that physiotherapy or whatever you call it, neshama therapy, to recognize that is my essence in neshama, and if I've neglected it to a certain point, it's still there. All I have to do is focus on it and give it what it needs. With those three tefillos a day, with the limud Torah, the brachos, like we're saying, the ben ad lachaveh, which we mentioned many times, the midas, working on our midas, Baruch Hashem, we have so many wonderful opportunities to work on our midas at home. And if we're nichshel, we always adarava. One is nichshel at one point of time, sit down a little bit and think, how can I do better the next time? So that is this third bracha that we have, that beautiful matana that we have from Chazal, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have a complimentary bracha of Asher Yotzer. I recognize I have the amazing, amazing goof, the pelvic goof that Hashem made, Hashem is sustaining and watching over, lamed lefonecho, so that I should be able to serve Hashem. And the curve behind me, and my real essence is that neshama, that the guf is serving, the neshama which is tahira, remains tahira, nefachtavi, was blown into me, not like the rest of the creation. Direct, this one was given directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we're saying, we also saying we believe, ata veros ata yisavto, ata osa litla mimeno, la ziba la zilovoi, when there's a pachad, how we live, when we will live, we're saying every morning, we know that you created it and you put it into us and you're going to take it away at the right time. And you're sustaining us the entire time. It's all in your hands. We don't have to be worried about that issue. We have to do the right establishment and not be worried, because that issue of our life and how long we live, that's all in Hashem's hands, no matter what. And to remind ourselves of the tremendous chesed Hashem, we end up with Baruch Ata Hashem Hamachzir Neshamos L'Gvurim Meisim. While we're sleeping, we're like a Pagoda Meisim, we're like a dead body. And every morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings our neshama back to us, like we said, whether we deserve it or not, His tremendous Rachmanis on us causes us to get up in the next morning. Because Hashem loves us, because Hashem believes in us, that Mi'at Hashem, this day, as good as the previous day was, it'll be a better day, and if the previous day was a bad day, so this will be a good day, that's all in our hands. So we should have a wonderful day, Baruch Hashem, of that good feeling, calming feeling, that once again, both my goof and the Shomer are special mine, Elikai, like we start off, I have my special Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, special Hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mi'at Hashem, I'll take advantage of it, and I'll use this to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mi'at Hashem to be Zeicha, to the Elikai, that tremendous personal Hashkocha from Hashem, special Refiko, Boso, Mafri, Lassais, give us all the Refus HaKuf, Refus HaNefesh, whatever we need to go onwards to a life of greater Shleimus. Everyone should have a wonderful day, and only Mesuas Toivus for you and all Klal Yisrael.